Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Most of us are external when the word comes. Get them, Bishop. Speak to them. Tell them. But how many of us say, tell me? Speak to me. Help me. Work in me. I'm struggling here. I'm battling over there. I need a word for me and my house, not for them and their stuff. I need God to help me today.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Obedience and Divine Healing. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 15, verses 25 through 26.
I feel good this morning. That means the devil is going to quake. I feel good this morning. That means God is going to be glorified. I feel good this morning. Happy to be in the house of the Lord. Feel like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you should be happy when it's time to go to church. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 25. The scripture reads like this. There the Lord made a decree and a law for them. And there he tested them. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Say it with me. I am the Lord who heals you. The King James would say something like, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. I like that. I am the Lord, your healer. Actually, he sent his word to heal our disease. I am the Lord, your healer. We're dealing with a series called Jehovah Rapha. Today's message in our early service is entitled Obedience and Divine Healing. Obedience and Divine Healing. He said, there the Lord made a decree and a law for them. He even tested them. If you listen carefully to my voice and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory to God. Obedience and divine healing. This message is designed to move us into the realm of obedience and not compromise when it comes to doing what the Father has called us to do. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I know we want the blessing message. But this one is going to challenge your desire and your will. And one of the hardest laws for anybody in the kingdom to embrace is the law of submission. The law of submission, because it challenges flesh to come in. That means to say no to a hand and no to feet and no to a mind. Because the obedience is important to God. And I want to magnify obedience to the Lord because it's going to touch everybody under the sound of my voice. Everybody is challenged in the realm of obedience. So, Father, I thank you for thinking through me and speaking through me. I humble myself. As Malachi shared with us, Father, we talked and you listened. So speak through me, Lord. Talk to your people. I pray for the rise of the listening ear, a comprehensive mind to receive, a heart, a comprehensive mind to understand, the heart to receive, and the spirit to contain the rhema word and the unveiling of a new vision for your people in the realm of obedience. Put it where the goats can get it, Lord. Put it where the sheep can walk in it and rest. And Father, change a goat spirit into the heart of a sheep that follows the master. Where your sheep hear your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So shepherd of God, walk in the valley and in the midst of your people, and lead us into green pastures and beside still waters. Restore us. Lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through valleys and even in the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for you are with us. Thank you for being close to your people. Thank you for not putting on us the sicknesses that you've allowed to invade the world. For you are the Lord, the Most High God, and our healer. Prepare a table before us in the midst of conflicts. Anoint our heads with oil and allow our cups to run over. I decree surely goodness and mercy will follow your people all of the days of our lives. Anoint me now, and I will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Say it with me, anoint me now. Hallelujah. I need an anointing. I don't want to just have church. I need an anointing to do. Send your anointing, Lord. Send your anointing. Sit on us today. Rest on your people. Rest on me. Reign in me. Speak through these lips of clay. Use me. Heal us. Save us. For you are our praise. Give him praise, truth revealed. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Our faith's confession. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I'm diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit, my mind, my heart, and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. I can't quit. Say, I can't quit. I come against that spirit, that of apathy, in the name of Jesus. And you got too much life. He's been too good to you. He's rescued you too many times. This struggle is not going to stop you. Ah, thank you, Lord. This struggle is not going to stop you from fulfilling your call and your duties and your destiny. In Jesus' name. No compressor on my mic. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can the church say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Reflection and introspection is where we are. Reflection and introspection, one of the two hardest things for a believer. Most of us are external when the word comes. Get them, Bishop. Speak to them. Tell them. But how many of us say, tell me? Speak to me. Help me. Work in me. I'm struggling here. I'm battling over there. I need a word for me and my house, not for them and their stuff. I need God to help me today. And if the revelation knowledge that flows freely, unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic or demonic force can help you, then it can help others. But it should work in us first before it works in others. Let me show you how powerful God is. His word is so powerful. You can be struggling and God still use you to help others. But he does it to show you how powerful he is. And if he can use you to help others, he can use his word to help you. Introspection and reflection is where we need to be. So the Lord is setting a mirror. Come on, women's fellowship, in the midst of you. His word is a mirror. Look at it. You're not supposed to look at the mirror and turn. I'm in the book of James. You're not supposed to look at the mirror and turn away. One of the greatest photos that's ever being made today is selfies. Everybody's taking pictures of themselves. Rump shakers. Let me say it again. Rump shakers. Teddy Riley descendants. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and boom, boom. Teddy Riley. Yeah, thank you much. He told you prophetically, and they're still doing it. Your daughters are doing it. Men are doing it. They're taking pictures of it, and we're taking pictures of ourselves. But I'm telling you where it started. A man by the name of Teddy Riley. Rump shakers. Now, for those of you that got a problem with me saying it here, it's invading the world. Selfies. Look at Facebook. You see what I'm saying? People aren't taking pictures just of their face. They want you to see body. He told you what to do and you're doing it. So now I'm telling you to get your head together. We need to reflect. The mirror is not for rumps. The mirror is designed to show you where your flaws are so you can fix it. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. The mirror is designed to show you your reflection. Glory to God. Everybody that's calling themselves 10s and 11s, you got to look close at the mirror. Are you really 11 on the scale of 10? Please get your head together. And when you look at the word, you're not supposed to see 10. God is 10. We need to see where we really are, and we should strive to develop the image of him in this mirror. Versus saying, I'm okay. I'm all right. I don't really have to obey him. I really don't have to do what he's telling me to do. He knows me. No, he knows us, but he'll still get on us. He gets on me. I said he gets on me. I was offered an opportunity to be a major, major player in the drug business when I was a young man. And the man laid it out for me. He said, you're cool-headed. You don't get excited when you see money. I've been watching you for a while. I can turn some money around. I would love to have you on my team. And he was riding in an old Brady Bunch-type van. He had me to follow him to his mansion, though. Right in North Virginia. Sat me at the dinner table and said, this is how you do it. I don't let people know what I do. So I don't ride around in the big cars. I'm not loud. He laid the whole thing out for me. He said, I'd like for you to be my partner. You're going to blow this up. Your attitude and disposition is right. I looked at it, closed my eyes. First thing I saw, wheel, wheel, wheel. And CNN, look at him. Because you may get away with it, but I can't. Be careful when you can get away with everything. Be careful when you're so comfortable that you can get away with everything. Does he ever chasten you? Because those he loved, and you can't get away with everything. You can't ride in every car. You can't go to every club. Those he loves, you can't hang out with every group. Those he loves, you can't wear what you want to wear. Holy Ghost says, I know not you. I don't want you to put that on. No. No preacher has to tell you. Pull it down. Don't put it on. Watch what you do. No, Holy Ghost will tell you. Yes. A time of reflection and introspection. I want you to remember, man, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Remember how the Lord divided the Red Sea? You read it in the scripture. The Bible says all of these things were written for our learning. Yes. Remember how he divided your sea and allowed you to walk on dry land? Amen. Didn't even allow your feet to experience the mud or the moisture of the sea. As he parted it for you, he dried the land as you're walking. You didn't have to go through the mud. With his nostrils, he opened up a way for you to get through some stuff, man. He's always been there for you. He's been performing miracles. Pastor Sabrina was playing music by Elevation. A miracle after miracle. Another one is on the way, something like that. That song is off the chain. Listen, man. And another one is on the way. See, for some of us, God had to work a miracle for us because nobody would know us if it wasn't for miracles. We're not even supposed to be here. Listen to what I'm saying. We are not supposed to be walking on the earth. That's how severe the attack was. Don't forget his grace. Don't forget his mercy. Don't forget how he rescued you. Don't forget how he poured his spirit on you. Don't forget how he speaks to you. Don't forget others didn't make it. Millions didn't. But I am one of the ones who came through. And he did all of that because he wants to do something unique in my life. I can't hang out with everybody. I don't even fit. I walk too slow and I'm too parrot-toed to be on a court somewhere. I got to be where he made me. And he wanted me to be in a pulpit. He wanted me to hold a mic. He wanted me to be speaking to people. Glory to God. I ain't working on your car, your refrigerator, doing none of that. I ain't cutting your grass either. I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ because that's what he made me for me. And God has a purpose for you. And you can play around with it if you want. But God is calling you back to his work. And somebody say amen. Obedience, obedience is better than any sacrifice. He opened up the Red Sea, performing miracles, miraculous works the Holy Ghost has been doing in the lives of his people. We've seen it in the Word. And those that God works should be filled, works his works in should be filled with joy. You should also be filled with excitement. Come on. And we should sing praises unto the Lord. I didn't say sing, I said sing. I'm surprised that some of y'all, man, that came from the hood want to come to church and sing praise. You better sing some praise. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care and sing. Hallelujah! Glory to God. See, you don't have to be fancy in this church. We just want you to be decent and in order. But we want you to sing praises unto the Lord. After all of that, here's the people of God. You see it in the Old Testament. 3 days later, after God miraculously does things, they get to a hard spot in their lives on the journey. They found no water in the wilderness, and because they were thirsty, they began to murmur and complain. After God did all of that, after the sea opens, after he performed miracles, miraculous works, after the joy and the excitement comes, 3 days later, it gets a little tough. And they forget what the Lord has done and start reverting back 3 days. And start reverting. It's 3 days for the resurrection, but there's also 3 days. If you're not careful, you'll start reverting back to who you were. Death, burial, and resurrection, right? Death, burial, and resurrection, right? Death, burial, and resurrection, right? And then 3 days later, after death, burial, and resurrection, being baptized unto the ministry of Moses, they get to a hard spot called Mara. And there's no water. These same people starts complaining. We want to go back. We want to go back to old. We want to go back because it feels better. We want to go back to the cool water. We want to go back to what we're used to. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. They want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to the world. It's familiar. They begin to murmur. They finally arrive at an oasis, but the waters are bitter. In other words, they get to an oasis, but when they try to drink the water, it's just not healthy. So Moses went to God and said, God, what am I to do with these people? God instructed him, notice the scripture, he instructed them to throw a piece of wood into the water. Moses obeyed the Lord. Took a piece of wood. It didn't make sense, right? It's obedience. You're trying to figure God out. God will never listen. It won't make sense. His ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. Why would a piece of wood purify water? You still battling with that? The theological aspects of that? Why not just obey God? He said, I want you to take a piece of wood. Maybe the wood kind of connects with the cross. Maybe it's a prophetic piece of wood. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. But when you hang on the tree, Jesus, there's some bitter stuff that's going to be made sweet. And because of redemption, there's some things that we should know about our God. Though the waters are bitter, if I follow him, if I apply redemption, if I apply the blood, he just may purify it. He may fix this thing that I'm battling with if I would use what I already know and apply redemption, the theology of redemption and his works, glory to God, his ability to sacrifice for me before I knew him, he loved me. And before I realized anything about love, he already demonstrated his love for me to make my bitter water sweet. And when Moses obeyed God, not giving everybody a canteen, not trying to be everybody's savior, just put the wood in the bitter waters. The scripture says it was made sweet. Then he turns around and said, you read it in the text. I didn't give you all of that, but read it. If you just obey me, you don't have to understand everything. When I ask you to do something or I command you to do it, obey me and I will turn the bitter water sweet. That was his instruction. Write it down. Faith has connections. Faith has connections. One of the faith connections is obedience. For those of us who are faithful, or full of faith. The connection between obedience and faith, or obedience and healing, is a connection that I believe the Lord wants me to teach on. Faith has connections. Say, faith has connections.
Faith has connections.
See, we're not just believing in a God that we can't see, because faith needs an object as well. But faith has connections. I believe faith is connected to obedience and healing. I want you to see that. The more I exercise my faith and obey God, I can expect healing to manifest in my life. Now, Bishop, you would say, well, am I in this situation, or do I have a problem in my body, in my body or my mind, or any ailment in my life because I have sinned? I'm not saying that. Some people are going through things for the glory of the Lord, and I don't understand that either. I don't understand all of that. I ask God to do some stuff for me. I can certainly be a better bishop if you healed me or did this or did that. He said, listen, my grace is sufficient for you. I would much rather you be a limping bishop than a powerful one and you start getting off on yourself. So drag your leg for, just do it with some stature. Just drag your pimp with it if you have to. Pimp with it. But I made you the way I made you, for my glory.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Obedience and Divine Healing, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School every Sunday at 10 a.m. Take the next step in your faith. The discipleship course will help you grow stronger, go deeper, and get rooted in Christ. Classes start Monday, September 15th. Sign up today. Use the TR app, website, or scan the QR code in the foyer. Attention, new believers. Registration is now open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer.
Stay in the loop with Truth Revealed. Text YES to 87447 to receive updates, announcements, tag of prayers, and event information sent directly to your phone. Don't miss a moment. Stay connected with all that's happening at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.